It's 8:43, and we are thrilled to be joined by an Oscar winner. It is not Hattie McDaniel, but he's been in some of the most memorable roles in cinema history. It's the legendary Al Pacino. Al, thanks for joining us.
Well, my eyes see Oppenheimer. My ears hear the gentle muses. It's good to speak with Junior, George, and Jordan, my boys. I guess this occasion calls for a little Shakespeare. There's no time for that, though.
Well, Al, actually, the musers, you know, they're off for spring break. You're on with me, Monty, Mino, and Sean. We're called the Sweet Spot.
I don't know what to say, really. It seems I've been duped, bamboozled. My publicist said I'd be speaking with fellas who win Marconis. Instead, I'm dealing with some midday phonies. Hoo-ah!
No Marconis for us, but we're excited to talk to you.
I'm actually very familiar with you guys. See, I am a P1. I listen quite a bit on the Sports Day Talk app. What I don't catch live, I hear in the top 10. Now, that Jay King, he's got a real Supico look to him.
Yeah, kind
of
does.
Makes me very fond of that program. So go ahead and fire away with your questions.
Well, thank you, Al Pacino, for being a P1. We appreciate it. So what exactly happened Sunday night? You were out there presenting Best Picture. A lot of people thought that what you did came off a little awkward.
Awkward, huh? Is that right? Well, sonny boy, my hunched over 83-year-old frame wanted that leftist convention to be done as soon as possible. We've heard the 10 movies all night. We were there nearly 4 hours, so I just read the winner. Like a damn tractor beam, I look down and see Margot Robbie just sitting there with her Golden Globe, so I, too, was a bit distracted. How is one supposed to focus? Now, you may know that Barbie doll is anatomically correct, fellas.
Ow.
I was able to catch a peek at her Greta Gerwig, if you know what I mean. Hoo-ha! Well, I guess in this case, hoo-ha!
All right.
Okay.
We are visiting here with Al Pacino here on The Sweet Spot.
The Sweet Spot? What the hell is that? What's your motto here? Throw out tepid HSOs and make fun of EA's verbal ineptitude every time he decides to open up his mic? You boys just want to burn him at the stake? Well, gentlemen, you know when you-know-what hits the fan, some guys run and some guys stay. Here's EA facing the fire, and there's the hardline hiding behind Big Dan Bennett's pocketbook. And what are you doing, Monty? You're going to reward Ham and destroy EA.
You finished, Al?
I'm just getting warmed up, Monty.
Okay.
I don't know who began this radio station, Spence Kendrick, Anna Kendrick, Skip Bayless, whoever. Their spirit is dead if they ever had one. It's gone. You're building a rat ship. You think you're preparing these minos for manhood, you better think again, because I think you're killing the very spirit this institution proclaims it instills. What a sham. What kind of show are you guys putting on anyway?
Well, it's a sports talk show.
Well, the only class act is sitting in that control room. That's Deddy.
That's true.
And I'm here to tell you that boy's soul is intact.
I don't know.
It's non-negotiable unless you happen to be a female
that's
with a pulse. Then
true.
It's absolutely up to grabs, yeah.
Sir, you are out of order.
Out of order? I'll show you out of order. You don't know what out of order is, Mr. Mino. I'd show you, but I'm too old. I'm too tired. I'm too effing blind.
Blind? He's blind.
If I was the man I was 5 years ago, I'd take a flamethrower to this place.
Oh, my.
Out of order. Out of order. Who the hell do you think you're talking to?
Al Pacino.
I've been around, you know. There was a time I could see. And I've seen boys like these, younger than these, their arms torn out, their legs ripped off.
Wait a minute. Don't.
But there's nothing like the sight of an amputated spirit.
Damn it.
There is no prosthetic for that, Monty.
Yeah, I know, Al.
Oh, boy.
You think you're merely poking fun at an aging single radio producer or a splendid waterfall frog eater, but I say you're executing their souls! Ticket men, hell. You hurt these boys, you're going to be ticket bums, the lot of you. And DJ, Baldy, Lando, wherever you are out there, F you too.
Stand down, Mr. Pacino.
I'm not finished. I don't know if Seabass's silence here today is right or wrong. I'm not a judge or a jury. But I can tell you this. He won't sell anybody out to make this bit work.
He won't.
Nope.
That, my friends, is called integrity. That's called courage. That's the stuff leaders should be made of. Now, I've come to the crossroads of this 840 bit. I always knew the right path. Without exception, I knew. But I never took it. Do you know why? Do you know why, Mino?
No, I don't know why.
Do you know why, Monty? Because writing comedy is too damn hard. I'm out of material. Hoo-ah!
I don't really know where to go from here. What do we do?
So you boys think Trump's going to outrun those 91 felony counts?
All right. Yeah, I don't know. All right, Mr. Pacino. We're going to have to let you go.
Hoo-ah!
All right.
Hoo-ah to you
there too. There he goes. That is Al Pacino. Hoo-ah. Still sounding better than he did at the Oscars the other night.